Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that your younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. It is good to be with you today. I have had a crazy 24 hours because I had no internet yesterday. And my Friday's episodes are very casual, and I usually record them either the evening before or the morning of. I don't do them batching like I do my interview episodes that come out on Monday. So I was doing my recording for my Friday episode yesterday morning, got up early, was ready to knock some things off my to-do list. And about 11 minutes into my recording, I lost my internet. So it's funny how much we rely on technology, but I had no internet all day into the evening. It came on back sometime in the nighttime, but you don't realize our TV was out as a result. And you just don't realize my Alexa was out. I couldn't talk to Alexa. I couldn't have Alexa play music, but I am here and I am doing it. And even though it's a little bit late, it's my commitment to get it done every week. And here I am. And this week, it's a Just Friggin' Do It episode. You know, I do the Just Friggin' Do It episodes the first Friday of every month. And this Just Friggin' Do It episode is about me getting closer. The steps that I took, it's not like just something I just frigging did, which a lot of these episodes will be. It's something that I've been delaying doing. And I finally just frigging did it. But this one, I just wanted to share it because it's four pivot points in my life where I just friggin' did it. And they were such big steps, so scary. A lot of times when we just friggin' do it, it's like we have to pull the Band-Aid off because we're scared. We have fear inside of us for whatever reason. It's just our ego brain trying to protect us. And we know we need to make the change, but we just don't. And so these are just the steps that I took. And I think a lot of them come from, I intuitively knew that I needed to do them. And looking back now and what I know about intuition, and I know about my personality type and how I am one of those personalities that I have a really strong gut and I never followed it. That's the problem. You can have a really strong gut, but if you're constantly talking, your brain is overtaking every decision, you often will be left in a place that leaves you unhappy and unfulfilled. And that's what happened to me. So fortunately, I took these steps, but they were late in life. And I like to be the, if I'm going to have done this late in life, at least I can be the poster child of it, doing it late in life, right? Because I don't want anybody to think that it's too late to find who they really are and what they really love. So this Just Friggin' Do It episode is about me finding the real me, finally, and loving every minute of the life that I am now living because of that, making some of these very scary moves. All right, so number one, and oh, before I get started, if you hear any little screeching, I have my youngest daughter and her two kids, they're upstairs, so they are very, very high energy in the morning, actually all the time, but especially in the morning. Okay, so number one, I, at 47, decided to leave my marriage of 25 years. So that was a very difficult decision, but one, and I do talk about it in episode 29, which I'll link up in the show notes, but it was something that I felt deep in my gut for a long time that I wanted or needed to do. We did go to counseling. We started going to counseling at the 6-year mark. I say it's funny, it always has to have a six in it, because we went to counseling at the 6-year mark, went to counseling at the 16-year mark. And then our final divorce was 26 after 26 years. So kind of crazy. But yeah, I was not, I go into detail about my divorce, but I go into detail about my reconnection, because ultimately my divorce allowed me to reconnect with my old boyfriend, who I had dated when I was like 18 to 20 years old. And he was just somebody that I never really forgot about. And although I tried to sweep it under the rug and I tried to ignore it, he'd come up in my dreams. I had this box that I would carry with me from house to house that had a lot of stuff, you know, that we, you know, cards and notes we had shared. So that is a big step that I took, and a step that I didn't know where it was going to lead me. And my brain was at the place where, oh my God, this could be the worst. This could be a train wreck. You know, I was in a marriage that was what some people would say fine, but it was not fine for me. I mean, it was fine in that, oh, I didn't get abused. I liked my husband very much. We were good friends, but that's the extent of it. And I didn't want to be just friends with my partner. I wanted to have a passionate relationship. I wanted to have something, a deeper connection. And we had a nice house and nice cars and all the things. And, you know, you think, I have a good life. There's a lot of people who have a lot worse than me. And that's what our logic brain does. Our logic brain tries to talk us into just sticking with it. When sticking with it is leaving us feeling stuck and unhappy, at least in this situation for me. And it finally, and this was a thought for a long time, I will say, that I accepted. I look back and I say, I was just settling. And again, there's a whole bunch of other things that are associated with this, you know, when it comes to like talking yourself out of it. It's like divorce was not a word that we knew. My parents weren't divorced. His parents weren't divorced. So just being divorced and being that kind of person who has that label, I didn't want, even though my kids were grown at the time, you still don't want to break up the family, because what do you do at Christmas? What do you do at Thanksgiving? So it got to the point where I knew that the life that I wanted, I would never have if I didn't make drastic changes. And so I stepped outside my comfort zone big time, and I made that move. And I think, looking back, we always look at the worst case scenario, and we always think this could be a train wreck, and we never think about, well, what about if it's the most beautiful, wonderful, awesome life and adventure that I'm about to step into? And that's what it turned out to be. 13 years later, we're celebrating my husband, who I reconnected with. We have been together almost 16 years, 13 married. So yeah, it's been an incredible, incredible adventure. So that was my number one, where that kind of led me closer to the real me, because, and I say led me closer to the real me, because have you ever been around somebody and you just are, you feel like you have never been so much yourself before? You feel like you can be with this person and they know you better than you know yourself. And when they look at you, they like look through you. And if you've ever had the amazing opportunity to have a connection with somebody like that, and I've had it actually, my girlfriends couple of girlfriends that I went to college with who we've been friends for over 40 years now. Yeah. I mean, it's like, they know me, they can like finish my sentences. But anyways, he was like that. And that's probably one of the reasons I never forgot him. And when I close my eyes at night and go into my dream world, whatever happens when you go into that, you know, unconscious state, you know, I think my spirit connected with him in some way. And then we ultimately came back together. So number two happened a few years later. So we got together and I was in my career. I was in the IT technology world as a project manager. And I wasn't very happy in what I was doing. And it was always a great job for the money. And I chose to always go after the money. And when you go after the money and you don't first figure out what it is you love and then make the money, you usually are left unfulfilled at the end of the day. And so I talked about this in the past too, that I became a Beachbody coach by complete accident. And my daughter, who had joined to be a Beachbody coach, needed some people to fill up her group, to buy a challenge pack. If you've ever bought a challenge pack, you know what I mean? It's a combo with Shakeology, and which I still drink and love. At the time, DVD, set of DVDs, workouts. Now it's all online. But so anyways, I did it. And it was, became my side gig. It was the first dabbling into online business. And I loved it. And I loved it because, first of all, I got in shape and in the best shape of my life at age 55. And in the process, I helped other people. I was able to, I didn't have to go back to school. That was one of the things. I never wanted to go back. I knew I was unhappy, but I didn't want to have to go back to 4 years and start over. I just thought that's not an option. But we are so lucky to live in a day and age where you don't have to have a college degree to have an online business, to make a bunch of money and be successful. So, and a lot of it is just wanting to explore and have like an adventure, have an excitement. So it wasn't even really about the money. It was about, I just want to have something that I enjoy, that really lights me up, where I feel like I'm contributing, where I feel like my life has meaning. And so I started to do this side gig, and then I was helping women also get in shape. And it was just based on my experience that I had. You know, sometimes we dismiss, we think we need to have these certificates. We think we need to have this, you know, degrees, but we have life experience. And I didn't even need that much experience. I just had like 60 days of experience and had amazing results. And so it was like, okay, I can share this and I can help people and they can do it too. And so that's really how I got into a more fulfilling career, finding out what I loved. And when you, because when you, and the point of this episode is I was searching for the real me, and it started by leaving a situation, a marriage that it was not happy in, and that I was not being my authentic self. It was very unauthentic the way I was living my life as in my marriage. And then I was living inauthentically in a job that I didn't love, because you do not, you're not authentic if you're not happy. You're not living your authentic self. When you're living your authentic self, you are, have high energy, you are motivated, you're excited about life, you wake up every day really happy. That's an authentic life. And so I knew that finding a partner was great, and I love him. You know, it's just like, great, I have the best partner ever. But that external partner is not going to give me the internal fulfillment that I need. So I say sometimes it delayed my trip to really finding what I love, because, you know, I was very happy. And that, like, the, what do you call it? The endorphins were going crazy for a couple of years. So anyways, so I was doing this Beachbody thing and I was really loving it. But what that did is it led me on this personal development journey. And this personal development journey, I started to go to conferences. And one of the conferences that I went to, and it was tied to an online course. So I started to think, oh my gosh, I want to do something more than this Beachbody thing. The Beachbody thing was really limiting. You know, it was only fitness. I really saw the women that I was helping needed more work besides just the physical. They would get in shape physically, and then over time they would fall back into their old ways. And I knew it was more mindset stuff. And so I wanted to do more than just that. And I also felt like, while they say, oh, you have your own online business, network marketing, you really don't. It's like, you know, it's cookie cutter because they have all the processes and all the things, the tools, the marketing stuff you can use. But you know, you only get a small cut of that, and you got to work your tail off. And I was working my tail off getting all the prizes, but I was just felt like very limited. But I always had this thing in my head that I wasn't smart enough. I was too old and all those things. And so, which weren't true. They were just like my limiting beliefs that were keeping me limited. And so I went to this conference. Well, back up. I saw this online course that I really wanted because I knew it would teach me more than what I knew and what I needed. And a lot of times with your gut or your intuition, if something resonates, that's a clue. But then the fear kicks in because it's like, number one, change, something maybe you're going to learn. You have a lot of doubt about it. And then the financial part of it. And it was a lot. I'd never spent this much money on an online course. I don't even know if I'd really taken a full-on online course at the time. I had done virtual training like through a college thing, but like this was more than a college course. So, but I was teaching me how to do a business. It was more of the marketing side of a business, but it came with an event. And so I went to the event and I sat there and had this two ideas. And one idea was doing a podcast. And the second idea was creating my own online course. And that was the most powerful event I've ever been to because I had so much, the creativity started to come. I freed myself from the bonds of the busy world, and I immersed myself in this event that I went to, and I'm staying in a hotel, and you had time to just be around other people like you, which is really important. So I was around that great energy, that idea, kind of like cultivating environment. And then I was really open to wanting to change and explore. And so I had this idea. And so that was like the second pivotal point, was sitting there and realizing I was sitting there and investing really in that course, because I was friggin' nauseous when I pushed the buy button for that course. I was literally nauseous. But as soon as I did it, everything, all that cleared up. That was, again, my ego was just like, No, this is dangerous, Lori. This is dangerous. Your bank account will be depleted or whatever, because those are the excuses we go to avoid that, going to that place, that unknown place, of course, has to be scary, right? Lions and tigers and bears are on the other side of that, like hitting that buy button. But they're actually very friendly lions and tigers and bears. They're the most magical lions and tigers and bears. They're the kind you see on the safari. So and so that online event that I was attached to that course is really what took me that much closer to the thing that is what I love to do and what I do today. And I say it led me more to my authentic me, because as you go forward to the things that interest you, that pique your curiosity, that's going to take you to the things that you're supposed to do, the things that you're here to do, I believe. So investing in that online course, definitely number two. And then number three came 2 years later. I'm trying to think of the math now. So I was almost 60 when I invested in number three, my business coach. Number two, so I was 58, I guess, when I did the online course. So I was not a spring chicken. No. And so I had started, this is crazy, at that event that I went to, where I had these ideas, podcast and online course, somebody brought up a name of a business coach. And that's, I remember that's the first time I heard his name. I didn't go follow him or anything at that time. I heard his name a couple more times. And then I was like, you know, his name keeps coming up. I need to Google him. And I found out he had a podcast and I started listening to it. And then just loved him so much, loved his sense of humor, loved his the way he shared ideas. And then I found out he had this amazing mentorship, which I signed up for. So it was like a process. It wasn't like an instantaneous, but it's so funny because when you hear something and you hear it again and again, it is a sign. It is a sign. And if you ignore it, that is ignoring that intuition that you have, the intuition that you've heard this enough. You need to like look into it or pursue it, and maybe not pursue it, but just look into it further. And so I did, and he became my business coach, and I would not have my second half Spark School if it weren't for him. And it was crazy too, because I had no idea when I signed up. I had that idea of wanting to have an online course. I knew who I wanted to help, which was women my age. And because I had that experience with Beachbody. And I didn't even know at the time if it was going to be health and fitness or mindset or whatever. I just wanted people to live their best lives because I was feeling so good as I was getting more aligned with who I really was and what I loved. And so I didn't know what it was. But I, being in an environment like that with people, like-minded people, with a coach who can guide you and give you advice, and not necessarily advice, but ask the right questions. And that's what he did. He would share advice when you had something where you're like, well, should I do this or do this? But a lot of times it was like, well, he would get you to the point where you knew. But he would ask all the questions in the right way that would lead you to the answer that was within you all along. And so I've learned so much from him. And just by being coached, you can learn how to coach. And that's what I loved. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do what he does with me, with other people. So not in the business sense, because I love my business, but I want to help people. If people want to go into business, I do have clients that I work with who are building businesses, but my group coaching program, the Second Half Spark School, is just getting people to get to that first level of who am I and what do I love? Because you got to find that before you can ever get anywhere further, whether it's want to run a business or just like retire and do something super fun and adventurous and travel and, or volunteer or whatever it is. So businesses are not for everyone. And I sometimes see there's so many people like start your own business, when it might not necessarily be right. There's different personality types, and some personality types are better fit for not having their own business, and having their own business would make them miserable. And we don't want to do that. So you got to find out who you are and what you love before you even make that decision. So I think of people who like go and they think, oh, like peer pressure, right? Everybody's doing it. I should do it. And then they go and do it. And they're like, holy crap, this is not what I wanted and enjoy. And they actually took them further from who they really are. So that third step was investing in a coach to guide me and help me ask the right question. Well, he didn't help me ask the right questions. He'd help me get the answers through the questions that he asked, which were super powerful and made me realize so much that I was so disconnected from that inner voice and just so connected to that ego voice that was telling me what I should do. And that will lead you further from who you are. And I did actually a recent episode about shoulding all over ourselves. Don't want to should. And when you say should, be aware of what you said and why you said it. And it's probably not the right thing for you. All right. I digress. All right. So then the fourth and final thing was meeting and being mentored by Alex Paulos. And he is an amazing human being. And I met him through my coach, because my coach has a podcast that I started listening to called Mind Your Business. So if you're interested in following him, James Wedmore, by the way, I'll link up. I actually interviewed him a year ago on my podcast. So these podcasts, episodes that I've done that like you can learn more about these little periods of my life. So, you know, when I reconnected with my husband, my business coach, we talk about business. So it might be a little boring if you're not into that. And then with Alex, that was episode 57. And it's called Are You Really Showing Up Authentically? And I first heard of him on my coach's James podcast. And it was one of those things where, and talk about intuitive hit and just friggin' do it. I remember where I was driving when I heard this episode where Alex was talking about his personality typing methodology. And I was like, holy crap. And of course, when you trust somebody, like I trust my coach. And when he meets somebody and he's sharing this on his episode and he had it done, he had the typing done, and he has had several of his clients had it done, and how unbelievably accurate and incredibly enlightening it was. And I could not get to my destination fast enough to get on the computer to Google. And so it's funny because that, you know, the other things of like, just friggin' do it, because this is all tied around, I just friggin' decided I want a better life and I'm going to get divorced and I'm going to call up that old boyfriend that I can't stop thinking about. I am going to friggin' like pay for this online course because I'm curious. I want to learn more about this. And I think this is where I want to head in my life. And then I hired a coach to help me get there, because when somebody has what you want, that's somebody you need to like connect with. And if they can help you, then do it. And then I'm listening to this thing about, I don't know, it's just learn more about yourself. You can like find out by genetics who you really are. Like, who thought that that thing ever existed? Where was it when I was like 22 and trying to make a decision about who I'm going to marry and what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? So as you can imagine, it was like so life shifting to be able to go through a typing session and learn more about myself. And in so doing, because I had this program, and my program at the time was really helping people get sparked. I called it something different. It was called Make the Rest Your Best. It was helping people live better lives, right? And then I one day had this idea, oh my gosh, it's for women who are over 50, second half of life, and it's about sparking them. So, second half Spark School, and Spark means something. It's actually the pillars of the program. And I just thought, Alex, I want to partner with you, and I want you to help my clients, my students. I want you to type my students. Can you type my students? Can we do this together? And the servant that he is, because he's just like such an amazing human being, he said, yeah, let's work it out. And so that is such a key piece of what happens inside my program, because what I realized is, hey, if you're going to go start to figure out what you want to do, make the rest your best, you're going to try to get sparked in your second half. What if you're going about it the whole wrong way? What if you like are doing it based on this personality that you've chosen, which is to conform or to adapt, to be accepted, and it's not really who you really are? And so what you're going to choose is not going to be in alignment with who you were really born to be. And it's so much about that we were born to be, and we were born with certain characteristics and certain personality traits that are stronger than others. And instead of using our strong traits, we're using our weak traits, and it can lead to health issues. And it can really It's so funny how it can wreak havoc physically. And I look back in my past, and when I was like 27, 28 years old, I got chronic fatigue syndrome. And I'm like, holy crap. I was living so inauthentically that I got like sick. Cause, and that comes from, it's an autoimmune disease, and it comes from stress, high stress, you get sick. And that's what happens when you're not living an authentic life, when you're not living from a lit up place. And things are flowing through your physical body just think of it. Like, have you ever heard of the thing in the flow? When you're in the flow, you just kind of lose track of time and you're just like so happy doing the thing you're doing. Think about how your body feels when you're in the flow. Everything in your body is flowing smoothly. High energy, just very, you're at peace in this contentment of losing track of time. You're not worried about the clock. You're not worried about the next things on your to-do list. So that's what when you're aligned and in flow, your body is in a very peaceful state. And when you're not, think of it, it's the exact opposite. It's like chaotic. It's like, things bouncing off the walls inside of you. Very, very chaotic. So anyways, that just friggin' do it. I just friggin' did it. I listened. And as soon as that episode was over that I was listening to in my car, as soon as I parked my car, as soon as I got onto my computer, I Googled that person. And I ended up over time, not only having him, he has a company. So his team does the timing sessions inside my program, but I ended up hiring him as my coach, kind of as a coach, as a teacher trainer more. And I went out to see him, and you probably, if you've been a listener, you've heard me talk about him in the past. And I went out twice to Salt Lake to spend time learning what his methodology is and how incredible it is. I mean, it's crazy. And I learned that it's actually a gift that I had. And that is one of the reasons why I am so curious about people, that I've always loved people watching, that I've always like so curious about what makes people tick. That's why I love my competition reality shows and like all the social, like, you know, the dilemmas that they get in, because their real personality comes out in some of these situations. And it started clicking because I was like, and actually one of my homeworks was to go and watch one of the Survivor shows. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's easy. Because I was really always trying to type people, I think. And now I hear following and going after what I was curious about, what interested me, what made me happy, what lit me up, and taking action, just friggin' do it on these things that if I hadn't just friggin' done it, I wouldn't be where I am. And so here I am. And now I am living my most authentic life and like super happy, can't be happier. And I can't go wrong now, right? Because it's like super aligned, listening to my gut. And it's so fun to reflect back to see, look at these four things that really were huge shifts in the direction I was going in life. But they were all leading me. They were all based on gut. They were, most of them had tinged with fear to do it. With Alex, not so much, because I heard that, I was like, I'm going to do it. It was like almost like I had built the just friggin' do it muscle by then. I was like, okay, I'm not afraid to just friggin' do it anymore. Because in the aspect of like going and digging deeper into who I am, because the more I dig deeper into who I am and what I love, the more I can help other people with that. And so it's been quite the journey. I mean, I look back and it's been 16 years since I was 47, 16 and a half years. And it's been so worth it. I wished I could have sped it up a little bit and learned it a little quicker. And that's one of the reasons why I created this program, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to compress it. I'm going to teach it. And people are going to like, it's going to be so much quicker than 16 years. So, but I would also like to say, and I hear this from my students a lot, is it's the journey is just beginning, right? And it just unfolds and it keeps unfolding in the most magical ways. And so it's not the destination. It's not where we're going, because we don't know how long we have and we don't know what that is. And we're going to, if we continue to learn and grow and invest in ourselves, then, you know, it's just going to be magical. It's going to be magical. You don't even know what's in store for you. So, yeah. So that is my, just friggin' do it episode that, and I guess as I close and I'm thinking about how it, action items out of this, like what type of inspiration that you might take away from this is, I just want you to know that your gut is never wrong and you should be really paying attention to that dance between your logical, AKA ego brain, and that, you know, gut instinct. I also call it heart-centered, there's just like these heart-centered nudges. It's like, below the neck, it's in the body. And it's like when your body is like wanting something, and it's, and again, fear is a signal. A fear is a signal that there's this like argument between what you really want and what your logical brain is trying to tell you you should do. And that's where we get into shoulds. So yeah, so listen to your gut and don't be afraid to just friggin' do it. Because I can guarantee that the things you just friggin' do and you like are scared about it, then it's always going to turn out magical. Remember, we always think about the worst case scenario. Our brain does not go to best case scenario. And that's why we stay stuck. So, all right. I'm glad I got this out and I'm glad my internet's back and let me talk and finish this. So, all right. Have a great weekend or rest of weekend. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.